This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Later on the show today, we'll hear about recipes that are ideal for the busy summer months. First up, there's a new program in Cincinnati to help women turn their passions and hobbies into businesses. Mortar Indigo is a partnership between Mortar, an entrepreneurial training program, and Indigo Hippo, a creative reuse store, gallery, and mentorship program in Over the Rhine. Joining us to talk about Mortar Indigo and to share stories of the women who've benefited from the program are Mortar co-founder and managing director Derek Brazil, photographer Jesse Fox, and owner of Clean Slate Clothing, Danielle Boyle. And you can join our conversation at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Jesse, Danielle, and Derek, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Derek, tell me how Mortar Indigo came to be.
Sure. So Mortar had been around for 2 years now, since 2014. And we realized that a lot of our students are female. 65% of them at that point have been female. And through our relationships with community partners, we realized that because we had been working with so many female entrepreneurs, why not have a class that worked exclusively with females? And quite honestly, it was Alicia with Indigo Hippo who said, well, why don't we just have a exclusively female class? And we thought, well, that could be interesting. And the next thing we knew, we put out the all call for female entrepreneurs. And I would say that this class is probably the best one we've had so far.
Now, so you got a really good response to this.
Incredible response to it. And I think the women we have in our class are incredibly talented. They're smart. They're driven. The times I get to sit into the class, I'm thinking, these women are incredible. And I'm so happy to be a part of it.
So, Derek, why is it a good fit between Mortar and Indigo Hippo? What makes that a good fit?
I think it's a good fit because Alicia and the Indigo Hippo team do a great job of harnessing the creative spirit that a lot of the women that are in a class have. And I think Mortar does a great job of providing some of the other expertise that goes into running a business. So we connect them with mentors through SCORE. We connect them with legal services through the University of Cincinnati and a variety of other things. So I think we provide some connections, some technical expertise. And I think Alicia and the Indigo Hippo team, they provide some of the creative and social emotional learnings that have been really valuable for them as well.
Yeah, and Alicia's had the experience of being a woman entrepreneur as well.
Exactly.
So she's got a lot of valuable background and advice.
She's incredible.
Yes.
So, Danielle, tell us about your business. You run Clean Slate Clothing. Now, what is that exactly?
Yes. So, Clean Slate Clothing, it is in its concept stage right now. And basically, it's a clothing line that helps to really empower its wearers and supporters to always thinking consciously on how to make this world a better place day by day. Our tagline is New Day, New Mercies. And so part of the proceeds from the sale of items will go back towards programming and for youth empowerment in Cincinnati for underserved students.
Mm-hmm. And Jesse, it's a photography business, right?
Yes.
Okay, tell us about the type of photography that you're doing.
So it kind of branches off into a couple different categories, but editorial photography, so for like publications and things like that, a lot of music photography. So I travel around the country photographing festivals and doing tours with different bands. And then also advertising, kind of all rooted in my love of theater and creating images that kind of evoke emotion, are brightly colored, and tell a story a little bit.
How did you come across Mortar Indigo?
I was actually photographing Alicia for City Beat when they were opening. It was for a story they were doing. I think actually Belinda, who works here, wrote the story, I believe. But so I photographed her, and she mentioned the class, and I have no knowledge at all about business or any like knowing of how to touch that. So I thought this would be a good thing. I'd photographed Derek and everybody at Mortar before, and it just seemed like time to push this.
So when you heard this, you said, this is a good idea.
Yeah.
I really need to do this.
Yes, that's exactly. I was like, I need this really badly. And they're all great people, so might as well try.
Daniel, how did you come into Mortar Indigo? How did you first find out about it?
So I just finished up my national service year through AmeriCorps, and I actually met Derek at Mayor Cranley's youth career expo, and he was a part of a panel, and he was talking about entrepreneurship in Mortar. And so I looked into it, and you know, from there I was like, okay, it's time to move forward with my idea and get it out to the masses.
So how much has this helped you with your business so far?
It has been a life-changing experience. Yeah. It's just so nice to have that accountability as well as that direction. We meet every day. Well, not every day. We meet every Tuesday. And so just to have that schedule and have that group of women continue just to pour into us and, you know, having the Mortar team and Alicia as well of Indigo, it's just been an awesome life-changing experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the accountability has been a really important part for me, too, because I'm involved in a lot of different things. And so it's really easy for me to be like, oh, I'll do that later. I'll do that later. And that's exactly what I've been doing for years. And so, you know, to meet every Tuesday, to have this field work that we have to do, and meeting with a mentor has helped a lot as well, like the one-on-one direction. Because in class, we learn a lot of great things, but our mentor kind of gives us like the specific focus. But it's also just brought a lot of confidence, I think. Well, I mean, I know to myself for sure, but in the class, I've seen like a lot of girls on the first day, they were really shy and quiet and afraid to open up and talk about themselves. And now they're like gushing every time we talk. And it's really cool to see that
It sounds like you've got not just one mentor, but a whole group of mentors now.
Absolutely. I think everyone's inspired by everyone else.
Yes, and you're talking about accountability. Now, if you reveal what you have in mind and you say, this is what I plan to do with my business, now you've got all these people who are saying, have you done this with your business yet?
Yeah. Right. Yes, we have that.
Yeah. I think in a lot of ways, what we try to do is provide the friends and family for a lot of these entrepreneurs. I think a lot of times people may feel insecure or they may not think that they have all the talent to do certain things. But what this partnership really does is we provide that support system around these entrepreneurs to say, yes, you can proceed. Yes, you can be successful. No, you should not be afraid to ask for help. Right. And I think that, as they just mentioned, this class has become an extended family for them. Yes. Mm-hmm. And for me, I just like sitting back and listening to the stories and seeing what's happening. And I think it's really cool that we're able to provide that.
Yeah. The support system is really nice. There's a lot of times where I'll have like these thoughts in my head, or I'll feel like kind of crazy sometimes because, you know, not a lot of my close friends are entrepreneurs. And so somebody will say something and I'm like, wanting to cry, like, I feel that way too all the time. I'm not crazy. This is normal. This is part of it. I'm on the right path. Yeah, exactly.
Jesse, is that one of the biggest challenges you face as an entrepreneur, this thought that I'm out here on an island, I'm doing this all by myself?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and this helps you overcome that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, gives you that confidence to just continue to move forward towards your greatness. And so, you know, like I said, it's just been an invaluable experience.
Mm-hmm. What do you say is beyond the atmosphere itself, what is the most valuable thing that you've learned from doing this?
Really getting the different speakers coming weekly and hearing their story. They do not sugarcoat it. They just tell it how it is. And they tell us, like, you know, business is hard. You're going to have those sleepless nights. You're going to have those tears. However, we have each other. We have that family. And so it's really good to hear from people who are doing it to know that we can do it too.
Yeah. And then to know that they've faced the same issues we have or we're facing now, and it's been worth it. You know, it's like that, okay, don't give up. Like, it's really bad right now, or this is really stressful. So that for sure has been helpful. And also financial stuff, like learning about the legalities of different things, knowing, you know, pushing myself to set up a business checking account and those sort of things, because that's just never been anything. Like, when I think about that, I just kind of my brain shuts down.
That's right. You're a creative person. Right. You're not a business person.
Yeah. So I think being surrounded by a bunch of creative people and knowing that we are all creative, they've kind of helped us to like be able to face this without it seeming like a completely foreign subject to us.
Right. Yeah. So they're giving you hope that this is possible.
Yeah.
That you can do this.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Derek, talk about the specific skills that you're teaching through this program.
Sure. I think that there are some hard skills and some soft skills that we're teaching. The hard skills, like Jesse just mentioned, would be around financial literacy, having a business checking account, just understanding the nuances of that, understanding the legal structure of your business, understanding the volume power of social media. A lot of those things, I think, are the hard skills that we're teaching. Another hard skill would be how to present and pitch your idea. So we have a pitch night that's coming up on August 2nd. that people can attend in Walnut Hills. And these women will be presenting their ideas and sharing all the things that they've been working on. I think being able to talk about your business with confidence and to articulate it concisely is certainly a hard skill that I think we teach. The soft skills, I think, are really just confidence and believing in yourself and believing that you deserve success if you're willing to work hard for it. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing that, again, I'm observing is that these women are putting in the hard work. I never really know what to expect. And I know that this class of women that we have are going to blow the hinges off the door because they're putting the work in. They're passionate every single week. We haven't had people, you know, kind of doing things haphazardly. They're really putting the work in.
Yeah, with somebody like Derek out there cheerleading for you. I mean, you have to feel like I can do this, don't you?
Yes. Oh, for sure.
I would say that they're actually the superstars. You know, we're just providing the space for them to shine. I remember, Jesse photographed us for City Beat, and then I heard she was in our class, and I was like, is this really happening? She's a superstar. So the fact that we can be a part of their stories and really just see them shine is really the honor.
So how many women have gone through the program so far? How many women do you have in
there? There's 14.
14?
There's 14, yep.
Okay, so 14 really, really impressive creative women.
I'm telling you, world changers. Mm-hmm. World changers.
Tell us about, as far as Cincinnati as a whole, Derek, do you think Cincinnati as a whole does a good job of fostering women entrepreneurs and providing a good environment for them?
Short answer I would say is we're getting better. I think we're getting better. I think that Mortar is one program. There are other wonderful programs like Bad Girl Ventures. But I think there's so much more that can be done. I think with this particular partnership, just experiencing the front end of that. We're the tip of the iceberg, I think, in a lot of ways. I think what we're really trying to do is to provide the space for other women who have ideas so that they can jump out and there's people who will support them. So in my opinion, I think there's a lot more that could be done. All we're trying to do is show that there is a space and an opportunity to pursue your dreams.
Danielle?
I feel that as women, we can be so analytical and we want to know how everything is going to work out. And so a lot of times we won't necessarily jump out until we see other women doing it. And so like Derek said, Mortar is really providing that that launching pad so women know it's okay to go ahead and launch because in Cincinnati, you do not see a lot of women entrepreneurs as far as on the creative side, but it's getting better.
Mm-hmm. Jesse, what do you think?
I don't know. For myself, I have always just kind of gone for what I wanted to do and didn't really think about what other people were doing or if it was like normal or whatever. So at least for myself, I've always felt confident and comfortable. I do know that in a lot of photographic situations, it's really male dominated, which has never been an issue for me, but it's something that I've noticed more, and I know that I have a really strong passion for wanting to help other women who don't have that confidence, I guess, to like push themselves to be able to be like, you know, you can do this too. You can, you know, work toward whatever dream you want to, and you don't have to let, you know, being a soft spoken and not necessarily assertive girl hold you back, because I think a lot of times girls are trained to believe that you shouldn't be those things. You should be quiet. You should be nice. You should be sweet. And it's not that I'm not those things, but I'm also, you know.
You sound like an entrepreneur.
Yeah, maybe. But I think it's good that there are options here, like what Derek was talking about in Mortar and everything, to help girls and to let them know that they can make their dreams happen and you don't have to, you know, sit back and watch the world go by.
Right. We will continue our conversation about Mortar Indigo, and you can join us at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Joining us to talk about Mortar Indigo and to share stories of the women who've benefited from the program, Mortar co-founder and managing director Derek Brazil, photographer Jesse Fox, and owner of Clean Slate Clothing, Danielle Boyle. You can be part of the conversation at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Danielle, how life-changing has this whole experience been for you?
Like I said, I was coming from a service year, and so coming from a heavy involved year with my students, I was looking for an opportunity to just launch my business. And just know that, hey, it's time to go. It's time to do it. And so it has really just been life-changing as far as just mentally for me. Because like I said, as a woman, sometimes I can be very analytical. But just knowing that there are other women like me in Cincinnati that have dreams and goals and are not afraid to accomplish those dreams and goals, it's been life-changing just to be in that room and to sit at that table with these wonderful women.
And so when you talk about being analytical, I guess you're talking about I'm someone who analyzes everything.
Yes.
I'm not someone who takes chances, but this is...
Well, I can take chances. I have studied abroad in China, so yes,
but you,
I can
but
take...
But you analyze
yes,
everything yes, first, but this but, has made you a little more, I guess, are you saying
just
this
go
has made
for
you...
It. Yes.
Okay, that's
yes.
it. It's made yes, you more of a
go
flexible,
for
go for it
yes.
kind of attitude.
Yes, and
but,
knowing, like, it's time, you know, and no longer being afraid of my greatness. And so any of our women listeners out there right now, just know that it is time. And you can no longer just sit down and wait for someone to tell you it's okay to pursue your dreams. You have to do it today.
And Derek, what she's describing, it sounds to me like maybe that getting that go for it attitude might be the toughest challenge.
It is so hard.
Not just for women entrepreneurs, but for a lot of entrepreneurs, I would think.
I think fear of failure is paralyzing. And I think what we try to do is create an environment where failure is okay. Mm-hmm. In fact, we embrace failure and say fail as quickly as possible because those failures will lead you to success. And the space that we create, you know that you're not going to be alone. There will be lessons you can be learning with a group of people who want you to be successful. So I think Danielle is exactly right. You need to kind of get off the couch and get things going and know there's a group of folks who want to help you out.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Jesse, how much has this been life-changing for you?
Oh, well, it's really helped. I have a lot of motivation in certain areas, but in the past few months, I've had a lot of just struggles with getting going with the things that I really want to do and kind of was putting my dreams on the back burner, putting my regular, you know, daily obligations first. And learned through this, I've just had a lot more confidence in also like the speakers that we have. And as Derek said, like, failure is okay. We had one gal come in and talked about how her first business failed miserably. And that's always been a fear of mine. I don't want to fail. I don't want to let anybody down. I don't want to let myself down. And through her failure, she started this amazing new business. And so she had to do that in order to be where she is now. And you hear stories about that all the time, but sometimes they just don't hit you until you're like in the room and somebody is telling you directly that it happened to them. And so just knowing that it's going to be okay, if as long as I try, as long as I push myself, I'm getting a lot of the, you know, the technical skills now to make that happen. So it's been mostly just a lot of confidence building that I can do this. It's going to be fine.
Now, Derek was mentioning there's a pitch night coming up. How you feel about that?
I'm excited about it. I love to talk in front of people. So I'm not worried about that, but, I know I'm sure it'll be a little nerve-wracking when it starts, but we've been practicing some of the things, and I love the way, you know, we're watching the other girls in our class grow and listening to them do their pitches. I just can't wait to see everybody get up there and really explain what they want to a big group of people.
Yeah, yes. Daniel, are you ready for pitch night?
I am getting there. Practice makes perfect. And so, you know, I believe in practice. And so it's going well. We'll be prepared.
Yes.
Derek, we've talked a lot about how entrepreneurship can change an individual's life. Mm-hmm. How can entrepreneurship help build and strengthen communities?
I can go on and on and on about this. I know if you look at the data, a household that has a female entrepreneur earns $8,000 to $13,000 more. If a household has a black female entrepreneur, it can be 10 times more. If you expand and extrapolate that, then I think that you have people who have more disposable income that they can go shopping, that they could experience more amenities and have more time with their families. So I think on a micro level, if you can take entrepreneurs and give them access to opportunity, then they can go out and I think expand that, hire people, occupy vacant storefronts, generate more confidence from their friends and family that it's possible for them as well. So I think that there are both tangible results you can see from entrepreneurship as well as some of the more qualitative results.
So how do women become involved in Mortar Indigo?
Yeah, so you could apply on our website. There is a tab where you can apply for the Mortar Indigo program. We'll then have some interviews set up for you. Our next class for Mortar Indigo will be in September. So we're collecting applications now.
Okay. And we have a link to that site at WVXU.org as well. So Jesse and Daniel, what single piece of advice would you offer to women who want to follow the entrepreneurial route?
Do it. Go for it. The time is now. In this time of a lot of hopelessness in a lot of different communities and cities, the community and city needs you. We need what you have to offer to the world. And so you can no longer just sit on your hands. You have to go out and do it.
So like Derek was talking about, there's a lot of benefits to the community as a whole, not just to yourself by doing this.
Right. Okay? And that's what Clean Slate is about. Just making sure that you realize that you have that clean slate to make it happen for yourself and others each day.
Jesse, what would be the advice you would have to offer?
I just think that life really is not a very long time that we have. You know, you can do anything at any age, so you don't have to be young to do something. But if you want something for yourself, then there's no reason to wait and to let, you know, fear or other obligations hold you back, because you never know how long you're going to have. So work toward, you know, the thing that you love when you can, and to just, you know, put yourself out there. That it's scary, but every time in my life that I've made a step that was scary for me, or something that I, you know, had some anxiety over, or thought, you know, I can't do this, I did it, and I grew so much, and it changes you every time you make that decision. And I'm so much better off as a person now for all those scary chances that I made, and this is one of them. But, you know, just put yourself out there, and you're going to grow, and you're going to help your, you know, your future, and just start now.
So you sounds like you're saying there's also a strength in numbers thing with Mortar Indigo that helps give you that confidence.
Yes, definitely.
So, Derek, where would you like to see this program headed in the next few years? What would you like to see come out of this?
Well, first of all, I'd like to see these women come back and mentor the next crop of entrepreneurs. I think that would be great to have them give back in that way. And I want to see us have as many classes that the community will allow us to. I've really had my own personal life change just by experiencing their growth over these several weeks. And I would love to see us continue to offer them in different neighborhoods and have more and more women who decide they want to take a leap of faith, and we can be there, part of their journey.
Leap of faith. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Jesse, Daniel, and Derek, thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you.
Mortar co-founder and managing director Derek Brazil, photographer Jesse Fox, and the owner of Clean Slate Clothing, Danielle Boyle. Coming up, we'll take a look at some simple, easy recipes, ideal for the busy summer months ahead. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.